You're listening to the audio production of Out of Chaos, How God Makes New Things from the Broken Pieces of Life, by Jessica Lagrone, published by Zondervan, and read by Anne Richardson. To Drew and Kate, who are God's good things running wild in my home and in my heart, I love you always. Foreword by A.J. Swoboda, Ph.D., Advent 2021. I'm a phenomenal listener. This may be the first time you've heard someone boast about that, but I really am. Those closest to me would say that when they're walking through something difficult, I'm one of the first people they turn to for a listening ear. I wish I was as handy at fixing things as I am at listening to others, but I'm not. For that matter, I'm not good at much else besides listening. I've just always excelled at attuning to the words and feelings of others. Sometimes I'm a little too good at attuning to the emotional needs of others. There's a dark side to many of our gifts. My family of origin was an environment of seasonal peace, ups and downs, and mostly a world of chaos. Swirling about me during my most formative years were addictions, alcoholism, divorce, loneliness, isolation, and family disruption and disorder. My parents did their darndest to handle these challenges with care, but fixed in my memory of those developmental years is the constancy of chaos. These experiences of chaos became a womb for the development of my listening skills. Living through the mutual pain that my mother and father endured as they waded through their divorce to each other, I learned, as an only child who wanted to bring some sense of peace to the family, how to attune to their emotional needs. By the time I was 10, I had a graduate degree in listening. Sadly, the development of these skills thrust me onto the stage of adulthood far too quickly. I became an emotional caregiver to my parents, as they grieved the loss of their identity and marriage to each other. Not that they demanded it of me, but it changed me all the same. Instead of getting to be a child, I became a counselor to grieving adults, all before I experienced puberty. So yes, I'm a world-class listener, but that gift has come with some scars, as many of our gifts do. In recent years, I've done some rudimentary emotional archaeology in the safe care of spiritual direction, and this has helped me see why I'm such a good listener who innately knows how to attune to others. I listen as well as I do because the pain of my childhood forced me to learn this skill early in life. And in my worst moments, I tend to over-listen as a means of deflecting, to avoid fully engaging in a conversation where I may need to reveal my inner self. There's an odd principle at play here, namely that many of our greatest gifts are forged in the fires of pain and difficulty. This is often God's way of making us who we are. He takes the raw materials of difficulty and puts together a miracle. For the ancient witness of Scripture, this principle is placed on the lips of Joseph speaking to his brothers. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Indeed, in the Christian story, this is one of the most important theological realities. Chaos is the palette from which God makes the world, and it is out of our own chaos that God forms and makes us into the people we are becoming. The modern Christian doesn't have much of an imagination to draw from when it comes to the difficulties of reality. In all my years of pastoral work, I have often seen people run away in the chaos of life, deconstructing their faith and abandoning their love for God. Why would God allow the suffering of a child? Why would God allow me to walk through a divorce? Why didn't God stop the trauma that was done to me as a child? Our own loss becomes the reason we abandon the God who made us. Too often we refuse to see chaos.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?